Anyway, Ortega mixing exclusively for this programme next. It's Ortega IVVVIVVVIII. That's the name of the track. And it's one of the tunes included on the new album, Draft 7.30, which is out tomorrow, April. Oh, no, what am I on about? It's not out tomorrow. It's all. It's out on April the 7th on Warp Recordings. Anyway, it's Marianne Hobbs. You listen to The Breeze Block on Radio 1. And as you will well know, we do love to court the most elusive young gentleman in show business on this programme. And tonight we have what's known formally as a proper result. Artists come none more experimental and ambitious than Ortega. They are Sean and Rob. They first met in 1987 and started off messing about with hi-fi equipment and a couple of wobbly old tape recorders at home. They signed to Warp Recordings in the early 1990s, and they claim that they don't play any instruments at all and know nothing about music. I guess, like many artists in the Warp Records stable, they are a band who divide opinion in such an extreme fashion. There is simply no quibbling at all about Ortega. You either love them or you loathe them. But I can tell you that I am thrilled to bits that, along with curating this year's All Tomorrow's Parties, which takes place at Canberra Sands this weekend, they found a chink in their schedule to record a very special, exclusive Breeze Block mix for us. And without further ado, this is Ortega mixing exclusively for us on Radio 1.
Yeah. Thank you. Labour leader Michael Foot has appeared in court today following the death of a policeman in a booby-trap bomb explosion in the city on Monday. Meanwhile, a member of a rock band from Northern Ireland has been kidnapped in Dublin, but the police are ruling out political terrorism. Ray Suarez reports that one of the first NATO leaders to arrive in Rome is America's Secretary of State. But the police are ruling out political terrorism. A 31-year-old Rotherham man is fighting for his life in hospital this afternoon after being knocked down by a police car. Police say the man, who's still not been identified, attacked Mrs. Thatcher for stepping up the world arms race. He's in the intensive care unit at Rotherham District General Hospital with a suspected fractured skull. Some friends are saying he won't last the weekend, but the police are ruling out political terrorism. Some news just coming in. A Dublin to London jet has been hijacked to Le Tourquet in France. It's thought Iranians are involved in the hijacking of the plane belonging to the Irish airline Aer Lingus. Police say the man, who's still not been identified, apparently walked back into the path of the patrol car as it was being driven down Doncaster Road at Dalton shortly before midnight.
Clearly, this is still part of Allsecker's mix this evening. We do hope it's not caused any offence to anybody out there.
Striker Bobby Sands have secretly asked the Irish Prime Minister, Charles Hockey, to try and get Britain to give in to his demands. They're hoping this last-minute initiative could save Sands' life, which is reported to be slipping away very quickly. He's in the intensive care unit at Rotherham District General Hospital with a suspected fractured skull. Staying in the political arena, one of the Labour Party's leading anti-marketeers, John Silkin, says Lord Carrington is talking nonsense when he says it's too late for Britain to pull out of the EEC.